life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Smith, and this is episode 5 of Dynamite in the Brain, the podcast that loves anime and hates fun. Once again, I'm joined by DEFCON 2's Anthony Askew. Hello, I haven't given you a silly introduction.
Oh, I might just leave now. Shut it down.
Too busy to think of one.
Fair enough. But no, I'm good. I've just had a haircut today. I'm sure everybody wants to know that. How about you? You doing well?
I haven't had a haircut. I'm not too bad. Not too bad.
Good.
Busy at work.
That old chestnut.
Yes.
So what have we got today?
Today we are going to do a spring season preview of stuff we're interested in seeing in the upcoming spring season shows. Yeah. Obviously, these may not come immediately out due to getting preempted for news items in Japan, or they might have content which might not be deemed suitable in current circumstances. But
time will tell.
Yeah, they seem to be scheduled, and I think there's been some which have been added recently. So presumably, some of these things have shown up, and things have been announced to appear on Crunchyroll and also on, I don't know about Funimation, but Viz have just announced one show they're showing in America, at least, streaming. I don't know whether they'll be Viz Euro showing it or not.
That's good.
So obviously, stuff is happening.
There's a lot of good stuff, which I'm surprised at.
Yes, this season's got quite a few shows. I think all of last year, there was only like 5 shows I particularly liked. And that might be the case this year as well. But
true. Once you give them a try, you might.
There's a few more that I'm excited about beforehand, just for sort of who's working on them.
Right.
More than anything. Right, so we'll get started. We're going to go. I'll name a show, and then you name a show, and then we'll do it that way until we run out of shows to talk about. Right. The first show on my list that I'm interested in is C, or Control.
This is on my list.
The Money of Soul and Possibility Control. Which is appears to be a futuristic drama about economics. And at least from the trailer, possibly some sort of alternate reality as well.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm interested in it is it's from Kenji Nakamura directing it, who directed Trapeze and Mononoke, which are two of my favourite series of the last 10 years. He's seems a bit more conventional in terms of animation style and character design this time. And again, it's on Fuji TV late at night in their animation backwards, as the slogan goes. late night slot, which tends to be a bit more broader appeal than a lot of the late night anime shows are. Yeah, so you said you're interested in this as well.
Unlike you, I don't kind of, the creators don't really jump out at me, so I quite like the premise. Initially, I thought that sounds boring. It's about, obviously, as you say, the financial state of Japan, and then I read a little bit more about it, watched the trailer, and it looks quite pretty. To be honest, I think it looks nice. But what's
yes,
see?
It's Tatsuneku animating it. And also I should mention the writer is Noboru Takagi, who wrote the scripts for Bakano and Do Ra Ra Ra.
Which you're a big fan of.
Which I'm a big fan. I think they're both shows which have got really good scripts. They're adaptations of light novels, whereas I think this is entirely original concept. Which is something else which appeals to me as well, because that means hopefully they've written it with animation in mind rather than having to hammer something into an animation format, yeah, which is the case most of the time. But yeah, those two shows had really good scripts for TV and also for animation.
See, I've only seen under half of the first one, so for some reason I always get into it and I stop watching it. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Can't pinpoint it, but no, I do plan on watching that and Jurarararara, however many Ras it is.
Yeah, the first half of that series is better written than the second half, but I think that's partly due to the nature of the light novels and partly due to, in the first half, they spend a lot of time introducing characters, and in the second half, they've already introduced most of them, so then they have to sort of deal more with the story. And unfortunately, the second half focuses on three of the least interesting characters in the show. And it's got one of those things which really annoys me in the script, where the entire story wouldn't happen if these three characters just talk to each other.
Right.
So it's
no
nice,
spoilers, no spoilers.
No spoilers, but it's like one of those plots which could be resolved in 30 seconds.
A bit like the Star Wars, if you didn't let the drones, those droids go, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I do like that kind of thing. Sure, please tell me you know Star Wars.
I do know Star Wars, yes.
Good, good. Right, next show.
Yeah, okay,
It's my turn. This is in no particular order of how I'd like kind of how much hype I am for, but a show called Toriko, which is based on a manga series, I believe.
It is, yes.
And it's about chefs and cooks, which sounds different. I mean, basically, the main guy, he goes around hunting for rare animals that he can put in his cuisines. And it's down as an action, adventure, comedy, fantasy. So I don't know what to expect from it. I haven't been able to find a trailer, but I just like the sound of it. We'll soon see. I mean, there's an image, and it looks like interesting character design. I don't know who's worked on it in the past in the manga.
I do know what to expect, because I've read the first volume of the...
Right.
I picked it up at Amicon last year.
So would I be wrong for wanting to see this, or...?
Oh, no, it's on my list as well.
All right, good.
It's of the sort of the current Shonen Jump stuff, which hasn't been turned into a cartoon, I'd say this is the one least likely to fail.
Right.
It's very good in terms of sort of just being ludicrous. It's a cooking... There's loads of cooking manga in the past, but this one is taken to ludicrous extremes. Like you say, all the things they're eating are ridiculous-looking monsters.
Is it going to be like a long-running show? Like, is the manga ongoing?
It's ongoing, yeah. So, presumably, I think it's supposed to be slotted in next to One Piece, and they're doing, like, a crossover special.
All right.
Where some of the characters from Toriko meet some of the characters from One Piece. So, yeah, I think they're setting it up not to fail. I think it... highly unlikely for it to do badly. So there's no one on the staff which has taken my fancy in terms of being excited about who's making it. But I think there shouldn't be any problem with that. I think it would be very enjoyable. And I think it might catch a few people by surprise in terms of it looks very different. It's more a throwback to things like Fist of the North Star. And also some Go Nagai stuff in terms of sort of ridiculous, over melodramatic facial expressions and just sort of monster facial expressions. And it should start off fairly quickly, like most of these things do. Normally they have like the first chapter will be like a complete story line.
Yeah.
As like sort of this is the proof of concept. Then they do like a shorter story arc to test the waters in terms of how did the audience take to it in the comic, and then I think it goes into a lengthy storyline after that, pretty much how you've seen on most of these Shonen Jump adaptations. But I think it'll lend itself a bit more to filler arcs in terms of the concept. Making him and the supporting cast can go off looking for some sort of monster films.
I just love the whole premise in anime of this kind of journey and adventure thing. I love that. You know, like on Hunter x Hunter.
Yes.
I just love this group getting together, going for a wander. That appeals to me. And if this does that, that's good for me. Good enough for me.
And the nice thing is the character who should be like the sort of wimpy comedic support isn't just that. He's also incredibly talented himself in terms of being a cook. So there's basically the two main characters. There's the hunter and then there's the cook. And the cook's trying to make this ultimate menu.
Dish, yeah.
In his head. And so, they sort of team up to find various ridiculous ingredients and then make further ridiculous meals out of them. Right, moving on. Next one on my list is Kaiji Season 2, which is a sequel to Kaiji, which people have been wanting for a very long time. Are you familiar with the original?
I haven't seen it, that's why it didn't go on my list at all, I'm afraid.
It's a gambling. It's based on a gambling manga, but the gambling is taken to ludicrous extremes. So the guy's inherited this debt off his mate, and then he has to try and get rid of it by taking part in this ridiculous gamble. So the first one is sort of this. How would you say it's in the first series? The very first game is rock, scissors, paper.
Rock, paper, scissors. Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors to the death. To the death, basically, pretty much. Well, not to the death. If you lose, you're going to be taken away and forced into slavery to work off your debt. And then it becomes like this very complicated sort of working out odds and sort of gaming theory applied to ludicrous things. But yes, it's the same guy who did the previous, I think the same guy directing who did the previous series, and also did Akagi, which was by the same author, and did 1 Ounce, which was similar, which was like, Akagi was a Ma Young gambling.
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, 1 Ounce was a baseball gambling show.
Perhaps he's got a gambling problem himself.
And also, oddly, he got picked to direct the Iron Man anime. People didn't like, but if you watch the previous stuff he's done and then you watch Iron Man, it's exactly the sort of Iron Man thing you'd expect that guy to make. It goes on to end. It's on NTV, sort of in the. It's late night, but it's sort of more gear. It's not really trying to appeal to like the otaku in the same way. The only sort of nod they tend to have to that is though you tend to use it to sell a particular band on the soundtrack.
Right.
So a lot of the NTV stuff, I think, had Maximum the Hormone show up on. I think if it was a Kagi or Kaji, one of them had a Maximum the Hormone theme tune on it. But lots of sort of serious sort of rock music on the theme tunes.
So you say a lot of people have been wanting this second series for a while. When did the original series come out?
Oh, I can't recall. It's been a fair while waiting. Because it came sort of just before Madhouse sort of slowed down the amount of shows they were producing per year. I think might be picking up a bit again now, but because NTV have just bought into, I think they sort of had a deal with Madhouse because a lot of the stuff they were putting out and it's like late night slot came from Madhouse, but now I think they own a certain percentage of it. I think a controlling interest. So I think we'll start seeing more stuff coming out of Madhouse for NTV now.
That's good.
And probably the stuff which got, probably sequels to stuff which got decent figures before or things similar. Because obviously, I'm sure they'd love to have a Death Note sequel, but obviously there's no material to turn into one.
Never watched it. Something I was never interested in, I'm afraid.
I read the comic. I didn't think the anime did as good a job as it could with a very sort of wordy comic. But it's better. You're better off reading the comic than watching it.
What about the live action?
I've not seen the live action at all.
Ah, right. Okay.
Right, so you want to name another one?
I'm looking through my list now. See, I don't want to mention all boring ones because people think I've got boring taste. I might just jump into one I'm really looking forward to, and that is Fireball Charming.
I haven't got that on my list at all, so what's that?
All right.
It's a Disney thing, isn't it, I think?
I'm not sure if it's Disney. Basically, it's a sequel to another series called just Fireball, and it's like a 3D animation, and it's 12 episodes long. No, sorry, 13 episodes long. And it's literally 2 minutes an episode. So nice and short. And I just think, I love the look of it. I've seen the trailer and it looks great.
Yeah, I think I've seen the character design, but I don't think I've ever seen any of the actual animation. Looking at my list I've got here, it is on, Disney Channel, it airs on.
Oh, boo. But no, that's fine. No, it looks good. I mean, out of all the ones that really jumped out at us for a start with it being 3D, and it does look interesting. But as for what it's about, all I know is about a robot duchess, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name, and her servant guardian robot thing. So I don't know what they're going to get up to, but it looks good.
Good,
that's
good.
Just a short one there, but I definitely want to check that out.
Okay. Next on my list, this is the thing that Viz just announced that they're streaming, is Tiger and Bunny.
Oh, yes.
It's a robot show which apparently will have loads of product placement. is the main news coming out from the guy, Keiichi Sato, who did the character design for Big O.
Great stuff.
Which was enough to make it be appealing. And I think they've released a trailer.
Yeah, I've watched a trailer.
Subtitles on, which sort of explains a bit more about what it is. Is they're sponsored superheroes. And the two main characters, Tiger and Bunny, are, I think one's a rookie and one's an experienced guy. It looks like also, as well as being like a superhero parody with giant robots, it also seems to be like the Odd Couple with giant robots as well.
Yeah, the impression I'm under is the main guy, I presume he's Tiger, he's always used to working alone. And then he's like thrown in with this, as you say, rookie. And he's not happy about that old chestnut. So.
Yeah. But that works in pretty much every genre.
Yeah, definitely.
You slot it into, so I'm interested in seeing it in a robot show. And the character design looks really good, which is, I think, the I can't remember the guy's name, the guy who did Video Girl Eye, and more recently is Zetman, which is his sort of strange Batman, Iron Man, Devil Man tribute comic, which hasn't come out over here. I'd quite like to see it come out over here. But there's probably a little too much rape for the American audience.
Never enough rape.
But yeah, it's quite an odd sort of mix of Batman, Devilman, and eventually.
I do love Devilman. So, but yeah, I think this looks great as well. Definitely on my list, 100%.
Yeah, even the CG robots look pretty good.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be hit or miss, that kind of thing, but it seems to hit it right on the head quite well.
Righty-ho, over to you again.
Over to me. This is probably the most boring one that I've got on my list, though I'm intrigued by it. It's called, I've got its Japanese name here, so I'll read out its English name, Showa Story. It's basically about family in Japan, 1964, about when the time Japan held the Summer Olympics. And I think it's been advertised as a show for adults.
Not only adults, but seniors.
Seniors. Yes. That's the word. So it's probably so boring, but we'll soon see. I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious just to see.
But that's why it's on my list, because I might just kill it off in the first episode.
They did it. There was a film of it. Earlier this year. I couldn't find anything on sort of in terms of how it was reviewed, how it was received, or along those lines. But yeah, I'm definitely curious, definitely. And the character designs look interesting.
Yeah.
Well, not interesting, but they look pleasant, and they look different enough from everything else to sort of stand out, I think, as well. But I'm very curious as to how it's aimed at seniors.
So
whether it's just going to be nostalgia or
true, yeah.
It could be like Heartbeat, the anime.
Oh, I think I could get my mum and dad into that, so hopefully. But no, this is total hit or miss. Probably miss or miss, to be honest, but we'll soon see.
Having when I was the video log is to get all the things from the video label Acorn. The TV shows aimed at 50 plus, the saga bunch, let's say. I don't think they had Heartbeat, but it was things like Midsummer Murders, Monarch of the Glen.
Great stuff.
But yeah, so I imagine that might be a cartoon aimed at that sort of audience in Japan. But at the same time, I'm curious to see.
But I just don't know what they're going to do with it. Because, I mean, just the synopsis tells you what it's about. I don't know how they're going to develop on that or what. Your turn, because I'm bored of talking about this already.
Okay, the next one I've got is Blue Exorcist.
Yep.
Which I guess you might well have as well.
Yeah, this is a, I highlighted all the ones I was really keen on, and this was one of the highlighted ones. So
yeah, it's Tensai Okamura directing it, who directed Darker Than Black and Cowboy Bebop the movie. I don't know if he directed that, but he worked on it at the very least. Questioning my own notes here now. We definitely directed Darker Than Black, which lots of people like. I kind of liked it, but the problem was that was from Bones, and there was another Bones show on at the same time, which was Schoolman, which I liked a lot more. So I kind of ignored Darker Than Black because I had
time. Schoolman, what's that?
Schoolman.
Oh, Skull.
Yes, school.
Right, I just said school. I was thinking, oh, yeah. Sounds boring.
That might be my Cockney accent again.
That'll be it.
So he's better than most, though, even though he's not necessarily top of the game.
Yeah.
And it's A1 Pictures who tend to... They're like a wing of Sony, I believe, so they tend to always have a fairly decent budget for what they're producing. What is the show about, though? I don't think I actually looked at what the show was about. I just saw who was making it, and then, oh yeah, I'll watch that. It's some kid raised by an exorcist and discovers he's the son of Satan. There you go.
Yeah. That's it, really. That's all I've got. Though, the synopsis I didn't draw us in. It was when I watched the trailer. I watched the trailer and it, I thought, oh, this kind of looks like Helsing. And that, at least some of the characters look like characters you'd see in Helsing.
Yeah, I saw some of the character design and, that was something else which tempted me in. But, so I'm definitely interested in seeing that. I'm not necessarily holding out the same hope I have for C, which is the thing which I'm pretty certain will be great.
Is that your like top tier of the list?
That's my top tier. If I wasn't going to watch anything else, I'd watch C.
I see you jumping with the big guns. I've like kind of spread my titles out a little bit, but
okay, you'll go again.
I'm picking random from a list. Oh, I forgot this one. No, I'm not got that one. This one. I've got the Japanese title here as Hyoge Mono, which is something about tea. It's
yes.
Tea for universe, tea for life, I believe is its English title.
Yeah.
And it's a historical drama, samurais, and it's about the tea master or something or other. Probably, obviously, based on fact, you might know a bit more about it than I do.
I don't know.
I haven't seen a trailer, but it's about samurais, old school samurais, so the sounds of it.
Everything apart from who's making it.
I know why, because after doing a bit of research, the guy who did it, Koichi Mishimo, is that correct?
Yeah, he
worked on Dot Hack, is that correct?
That is, and it's at B Train as the studio making it, and I cannot stand most of the things they've made. But at the same time, the concept and the character design on the website and sort of the general sort of design on the website kind of makes me, I think I may overcome my prejudices and check it out.
Mm.
It's also on NHK as well, which means it's probably got a decent budget.
Right. But other than that, there's not much else to know. I don't know whether it's going to be action-packed. Probably not. But hopefully it's well animated and such like. We shall see. Your turn. Pass the book.
Righty-ho. Okay. Next one. I shall go for another big gun then. X-Men.
Oh, God. Go on.
Okay, so as I said, Iron Man was exactly what you'd expect an Iron Man show from Yuzo Sato to be like. I've seen a little bit of Wolverine, and that was definitely a step up in terms of sort of action direction and just generally pacing. It wasn't sort of slow and wordy like Iron Man was, I suppose, because Wolverine's not as wordy a character Tony Stark is. And now you have X-Men. The thing which amused me when they showed some character designs recently and people were complaining that Jubilee had been replaced by this character, Hisako, and everyone was acting like, why did they have to invent their own character rather than use Jubilee? which sort of betrayed the fact that they've not read any X-Men comics in the past 6 years, because Hisako is a character in the X-Men comics.
Oh.
And is basically the new Jubilee, in the same way Jubilee was the new Shadow Cat. So they kind of have to cycle out little girls to hang around with Wolverine. Yeah, so she's been in the comics 6 years, and Jubilee's now a vampire in the comics. The other interesting thing, which I hadn't realised until I was getting ready for this show, is that Fuminori Kazaki is directing, who is the guy who directed Afro Samurai. So this should be a license to print money in America and the UK. I should just slap it on a DVD, X-Men from the director of Afro Samurai.
Yeah.
That's just going to fly out the door.
People are pre-ordering that as we speak.
Yeah, so, yeah. I've not actually seen Afro Samurai, but I'm interested in... I'm a big fan of the X-Men. I've spent far too much money in my life on X-Men comics and X-Men
I'm surprised
things.
At that. Until, like, literally, I think it was last night, I didn't have you down as a Marvel guy at all. I'm very surprised at that.
I'm from the UK. People in the UK my age are Marvel guys, because there wasn't any DC comics to read.
I just didn't have you down as that, but as for this, I don't know what to think. I've seen enough of Iron Man, like the anime Iron Man, to think, neither nothing fancy or anything. It looked good. I just got a bit bored from what I've seen. Though, as you say, the Afro Samurai guy behind this, it could be good.
The Wolverine one's definitely more of what you'd expect a Marvel anime to be.
And who works on the Wolverine one? Anyone?
I can't remember. I mean, I've seen about half the first episode, but it was more a direct adaptation of existing Wolverine comics than the Iron Man one was.
Right.
And it had less CGI people in armor flying around.
Good.
Because it's Wolverine.
But nah, I think everybody is bound to watch this. It's just one of those things, but it's not on my list.
No,
will watch it anyway.
So. The final one after X-Men's finished is Blade, supposedly.
Is there any reason they're keeping that one to last, or just the way it fell?
It's the way it's... I don't know how they... I mean, because I've only seen a limited amount of each. I don't know. I know Wolverine shows up in Iron Man before Wolverine started. So I don't know whether the X-Men show up in Wolverine before the X-Men starts.
And then Blade
Blade might show up in X... Yeah, so I don't know whether there's some sort of thread going through them all. I'm trying to sort of generally hold off watching them until there's some sort of official channel to watch them in.
So my turn. I don't know much what to talk about. I really don't. Let's see. I'll pick one out of the hat. Steins Gate. Which I wasn't aware was a sequel series to what? Chaos. What was it?
Head, I think.
Chaos Head.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And I read the synopsis of the original series, and it didn't really entertain me that much, but I've read the synopsis on this. Basically, it's about a group of friends, probably from the first series, who have kind of customised the microwaves into being able to speak with people from the past. And I think that sounds good.
Yeah, it's sort of Large Hadron Collider, the anime, isn't it, by the sounds of things?
Right, yeah.
The organisation's called CERN.
CERN, yeah. But I've watched a trailer for this, and I think it looks... What you can tell from these anime trailers, because they're very quick paced, and I don't understand Japanese, but I think it looks good.
Yeah, the concept sounded great to me. There's the show Noine, which probably makes better use out of similar concepts.
Right.
Goes a bit crazier. The main thing which makes me worry is it's a video game adaptation, which tend not to be...
Oh, this is?
Yeah, any good. Yeah.
Oh. And obviously the video game came first, I presume.
Yes.
See, didn't that happen with Gungrave, didn't it?
Yes.
But I loved Gungrave.
I didn't like Gungrave.
Really?
No.
I think the middle's a bit iffy, but I think it ends. So, did you watch it all or not?
No, I watched two episodes.
The end's really good. The end's really good. But it's not one of the best. But no, I didn't know it was based on a video game, this Steins Gate. But it sounds very gothic in its title. I don't know whether that's just me.
Well, because they've misused a A Koloff.
Yeah. I don't understand that, but should I go and watch the original series, Chaos Head?
No, I wouldn't bother.
Right.
I think it's by completely different people making Chaos Head.
Right. I've found out the guy who's worked on this also worked on Metropolis, Ninja Scroll, and Vampire Hunter D: Bloodlust. Don't know how big of a part in each, but I like all three of them, so that's anything to go off.
Righty hey, what's on the next on my list? Dororon Enmacun.
Aye.
Do you have that on your list?
I do.
Yeah, it's, I think this is the third anime version of the Gogo Nagai manga from the 70s. And it is about a team of various supernatural monsters who go and arrest other supernatural monsters in the human world. Yeah, so it's...
This looks like a heap of fun.
It does. It's Brain Space, who generally produce great material. They animated Bacchanal and do rah 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 rah. and more important, the director is Yoshitomo Yonitanai, and he was the guy behind Gayo Gaigar, which he wrote and directed, and I believe he's writing and directing this show as well. So, yeah, it's loads of things I like. Go Nagai, Brain Space, and the guy behind Gayo Gaigar. So, yeah, definitely interested in that, I think.
Looks fun. Does look
and
fun.
The trailer looks really well animated.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So, next, I'm gonna mention two things here, because I just remembered there's a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Series starting, and it looks terrible. So I just thought I'd throw that in for Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans.
Yu-Gi-Oh! ZXL.
ZXL, yeah.
Yeah,
I watched the trailer. I did watch
it. Did you see... So, what was your history? So, where do you put the previous Yu-Gi-Oh! Shows? There's the first one where it's very... Got all these, like... It's kind of... Well, the very first one is the one they didn't adapt, where it wasn't the Duel Monsters game, where they played other sorts of games.
Right.
Before they got to Duel Monsters. Which they didn't... I don't think they brought over into...
See, I'll not have seen that then.
No, I
watched it on whatever channel it was over here or what have you.
Yeah, so it's kind of... I think there's one where they get trapped in a role-playing game and like a...
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm sure I've seen that, actually.
And then they sort of, and then that went segued into the Duel Monsters, the game they play.
Yeah,
I think I saw some early episodes of that before it got fan sub, before it got picked up.
Oh, right.
But yeah, the thing I like is in that first one is you kind of got this sort of H.P. Lovecraft vibe going through the strange sort of everything's attached to this Egyptian mythology and stuff, isn't it? And people possessed by ancient card players.
See, I can't remember how old I was at the time of watching this, but I was so into the cards. I've still got my deck somewhere. So I used to kind of be so sad and just, like, not hold me cards while watching, of course, but I used to just love associating the two and, yeah.
Did you have the plastic thing to attach to your arm?
Of course I didn't. No, I didn't. But you thought I was going to say I did. But
I was hoping you were going to say
it's good fun. I used to love playing the cards, though it never quite got the excitement of the series, unfortunately.
No, and then there was, then the second one was GX, which was a different bunch of characters in school, but it's kind of still got the Lovecraft thing going on, which I saw some of when it was on ITV4.
Right. I didn't watch that one. I can't remember. I've jumped in on
that
many episodes.
There was one episode where they quite clearly have to perform some sort of human sacrifice in order to play a card, which I was quite impressed with.
See, the game is not that exciting. It really isn't.
And then there was... I could never work out whether it's 5Ds or 5DS, which is the third one, which is...
Is that the dice one?
It's the one where they're... They play the card games while riding motorcycles.
Oh, God, this is like...
It's like a cyberpunk version.
That sounds good, but I've
just
never
kind of wondering
that.
what the status of this new ZXL one is.
See, from the image I can see, and what clips I've seen, they've kind of got, like, mech armor on. That's a bit, like, it's, like, kind of this... It's going to be terrible, I'm sure of it, but people will love it.
I may still check out the first episode to see just how bizarre.
Like your whistle.
I just like to see how they can add new twists to.
I don't understand either. But speaking of this as well, I'm also looking. There's a new Beyblade series starting.
That is, yes, the sixth apparently.
Is that how many? Jesus, because that's another thing I used to collect, Beyblades.
Now, I've not seen as much Beyblade, but I do remember watching, there was an episode on one morning when I was at a con.
Right.
And it involved, I can't remember if it was Russians or somebody, they'd genetically engineered this kid to make him the ultimate person for spinning tops.
Oh, God. The fact I used to sit, my friends would come round. I rigged them into doing it as well, and would kick me dogs out the dog bed. They'd get thrown out the dog bed, animal cruelty, and would play in the dog bed, the plastic dog bed, and would have such a giggle. It used to be great, but we used to take it so seriously.
When I was a kid, the equivalent would be this game called Turbo Tops.
Right.
It wasn't like a collectible thing, but it was. It was battling tops, but rather than like spin them with like a strip of whatever it is in Beyblade, you have to blow into a straw to make them spin, and basically it would make you like really lightheaded.
Oh gosh! I bet there's so many germs spread as well. You know what kids are like? Oh, let me have a go of yours, and people were ill all week. God.
Well, no, because you only used to play it when you'd only take it into school when it was last day of term.
Ah, oh, right, toy day, yeah.
Yeah, that was my big impressive game to take in, you see.
I can't remember what I used to take. I used to have a Terminator 2 model. I used to take that in, or am I just imagining it? Either way, toy day was awesome. Everybody used to show off what they had, but amazing times. Anyway, I must talk about the series.
What was your real pick? Yes.
I've just got this mess of papers, right, here we go. Dead Man Wonderland.
Uh-huh.
Is that on your list or not?
It's not on my list, no.
It's basically about a guy who gets sent to prison for a crime he didn't commit. That old chestnut. And he must fight like in like a gladiatorial coliseum thing while in this prison. And I don't know. Sounds decent. Sounds action-packed. Could be terrible.
And it's by Manglobe, who tend to do... I think everything they've done apart from one show have been pretty great.
What else have they done?
Samurai Champloo, I think that's the
big one. Right, enough said. Yeah, I'm happy with that. But no, I don't know how this will go down. I mean, the director of this, Koichi Hatsumi, after what I read, he'd done some stuff on Bebop, Ghost in a Shell, stuff like that. But
yeah, I might check that out. I think that's my radar.
I've printed an image out here, and I can barely make out what it is, but it looks good. The character work looks decent, but we'll see. I don't know how long it's going to run for, like how many episodes it's due to be on for. Sometimes I like shorter the better, in my eyes at times.
Here we go. Here's an odd one, but it's not going to be the oddest one I'm going to name. Cardboard War Chronicles.
What's this about?
It's definitely a kids' show. It is... based on a video game, so I'm going against my own rules there about video game adaptations being pretty bad. It's basically it's a game where people make tiny battle robots and fight them out in dioramas built from reinforced cardboard, it says here. But the game's from Level 5, who did the Professor Layton games.
Oh, right.
Inazuma 11, and the animations from OLM, who also do the animation in
Lynn.
Professor Layton and on the Inazuma 11 TV show. And also do Pokemon as well. But the stuff they've done with Level 5 is definitely sort of the best stuff I've seen from them. So I'm interested in just seeing another show of theirs, because they tend to be pretty good quality. And I do like the sort of the character designs that Level 5 come out with. They tend to be a little bit more idiosyncratic than what you normally see in something from a manga or just a straight up anime show. Yes, that will not be the oddest one I'm going to mention. I may save the oddest one to last.
If that's what I think it is, I'll not spoil. But right, next one, I don't know what the English title is because I haven't looked it up, but it is Tono Toisho Gantai no Yabu. Please excuse the pronunciation. But it's kind of like this parody of samurais and historical events.
I think the first series is up on Crunchyroll if you want to watch it.
See, I'm sick of this. Whenever something catches my eye, there's always another series before. And I mean,
they're shorts, though, as well. So.
Oh, good. That's good. See, I've been so out of the loop with anime and stuff. There's so many good things that's just slipped under the radar. And hopefully... Hopefully this isn't one of them. But no, quirky-looking characters... I like samurais, as you can tell from other stuff that I like. So, yeah, I'll be checking this out.
We should mention the other show set in the Warring States period, which is... I don't. It's not on my list. I don't know if it is on yours.
Which one? Let's see.
It would be... Let me try and find it in my list. Bear with me.
For those listening, I didn't make a list on anything I didn't want to see.
Sengoku Otome. Pink Paradox.
I can't find this one. I don't think I've been told about this one.
Let's see if it's still on this list. It was on the moon phase list I was going from.
Right. Huh.
It is a show... Yeah, so maybe it might be off the list. Maybe it's got bumped or something. Oh, no. Hang on, I see it there. Yeah, Sengoku Otome, yeah. It is based on... It is also set in the Warring States period... But all the characters from the Warring States period have been changed into women.
Oh, see, that's why I didn't want to watch it.
Yes, this was... And also, it's not based on a video game. Oh. It's based on a pachinko game.
What the hell's pachinko?
It's like the... Have you never seen it? It's like a... Oh, God, I don't want to say pinball, because there's a...
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
bagatelle... type thing with ball bearings.
I think I know what you mean, but
yeah,
this sounds... Oh, my God. There's a reason this slipped under the list. The instant you said they've all became women, it just...
Yeah, so I believe, like, a typical Japanese high school girl gets transported to another world, which is like the Warring States, but with women, and based on a pachinko game. But there's another show from a while back, which was... Romance of the Three Kingdoms with all the male characters turned into women. But
was that good?
No, it was terrible. This one at least...
You shouldn't try it again. It obviously doesn't work, this formula.
Well, at least this time the characters have appeared to have gone through puberty.
Right. Fair enough then. Fair enough. There's room for thought.
But no, this will probably be terrible. A good sign that a show is terrible, in my opinion, is... If you go to the website and it plays music without asking your permission, that's a pretty good sign. It's terrible, which that show's site did. And also, if it has tildes in the title, which this site does, this show does as well. Those two are good signs that a show's no good. In my opinion.
I'll be staying away. Like it's got the plague, that thing, and so yeah.
Right. Okay. I'll now name one of my other shows that I'm interested in.
I don't think you should be allowed after bringing that one up. I think you should. No, go on. I'm just kidding. Go on.
Okie dokie. There's only a couple more of my... maybe more. Here's one which was under my radar, which I only just spotted coming into this, which is Moshidora, Drucker in the Dugout, which is a baseball show from Production IG. And the twist on this is that... The main character who becomes the baseball team manager uses a management book from Peter Drucker, the American management guru, to guide the team. So that's just...
Baseball.
Baseball plus...
That sounds all right, actually.
I think it's because I did a bit of sort of that sort of... I did study some management stuff at university.
All right.
It is, That part of it's more of interest to me than the baseball stuff. But
speaking of managerial shows and stuff, I did watch a bit of Giant Killing, the football or soccer, depending on where
I listen. I liked it, but I had to stop because the accents were so bad.
Some of them are fantastic. I didn't finish it, albeit, but I do plan on one day. How far is it now?
I don't know. I think it might have finished, maybe. I don't know whether it's still ongoing or not.
But no, this was all right as well. So if that's anything to go off, hopefully you have some funny accents.
I'm not keen on the character design, but production IG tend to turn out good stuff. And it's on NHK again. And might be an interesting little show in terms of something a bit different. And obviously sort of focusing on the management part of the story more than anything else, hopefully.
Mm.
Well, yeah, you'll go again.
This one, I'm gonna destroy this pronunciation. I know I am. I don't even know how to tackle this. Yonde Masuyo Azazel-san.
Okay.
I've
got the translation as you're being summoned.
Yeah. Azazel-san. That sounds about right. That makes sense then.
Yeah,
it's
this is on my list.
About a detective who summons demons or little creatures to solve cases. And I don't know, I just think that I've a little picture of the little creature things that could either be actually quite funny or annoying as hell to watch. So
it may be both. but yeah, this is on my list as well. This was the thing I completely missed till last second, like 5 minutes before we started the podcast.
It's production as well, I gather.
It is, and more importantly from my perspective, it's Tsutomu Mizushima directing, who I love. He is a great director.
Why is he great? What's he done?
He did Hale and Gu. Have you seen that? Jungle?
No.
Hale no Chigu. What else did he do? He did Holic.
Oh, yes. I've seen a bit of that.
The movie and the TV series.
I can't remember how many I watched of the series, but I still...
He did... one that you've seen, I think, because you mentioned it last podcast, didn't you? I can't remember the name of it. It's the show with the magical girl who beats people to death with a...
Dakura-chan.
That's it, yes.
Yeah. I think you'd quite like that, you know, Brian.
I've seen some of it. The problem is, I don't think he's as good a... He wrote that himself.
Right.
I don't think he's as good a screenwriter as he's a director.
I see.
I don't know who's writing this yet. If it is... I can't remember her name. There's a particular person he worked with on Goo and on Holic, who tends to work really well with. But the thing he's could just come off is Squid Girl, or whatever it's called in Japanese, but which isn't quite. It's a bit more subtle than what he normally does. The thing I like about him is he's a really good director. He really likes horror, so this might be a good fit for him. Because if you look at his stuff, he often uses shots a lot like Sam Raimi.
Oh, right.
Sometimes directly nicking them from Sam Raimi, but that's fair enough because...
And we do love Uncle Sam.
But nobody else is doing it in cartoons.
Yeah.
But the opening of Goo's got loads of Evil Dead references, and he even works in those shots into Squid Girl as well. So this material with summoning devils sounds a lot more... fitting into his sort of sensibility. He also is really good at sort of comedic tension.
That's really
good, which I think comes from the horror interest as well. He can apply that to both horror and sort of
there's
a thin line between the pair of them. But yeah, I only just spotted that 5 minutes before the podcast and suddenly got really excited. It's like, yeah, that's the perfect show for him.
And it looks all right. Could be good. I can't believe I've got such a big list. I'm never going to get through all these when these come out. I know, fine. Well, I won't. I've only got
one more.
I think I've got two more. Three more. I'll cut down to two because one of them I've decided, nah of that. So go on.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the one which is kind of... I'll do two more. There's one I'm going to watch even though I have no hope for it whatsoever. So we'll do that one first. Which is Everyday Life.
What's that then?
it's like I've read the first chapter of the comic, and it's kind of like an hallucinogenic version of Azumanga Daioh.
All right.
It's got the same sort of gentle humour and sort of beats as Azumanga Daioh, but it's kind of absurd as well.
Right.
Like one of the characters is clockwork.
Interesting.
Now, the reason I have very little hope for it is being animated by Kyoto Animation, who did things like K-On, and they have a habit of smothering any sort of humour which was in the original material with cuteness.
And we hate cuteness. At least I do.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan on it. I do remember, though I am old enough to remember when Minami Con, which was just this past weekend, used to market itself as the cute con.
Then people stopped going and they thought, no, I've got to drop that.
No, nobody ever stopped going. But yeah, it used to, I think because at the time when it started, sort of the view of anime was sort of what manga were putting out.
A lot has changed.
Tits and tentacles. Yeah. And so I think they were trying to differentiate themselves by saying, no, we're not like that. Anime's cute. Except, of course, when you've aged 15 years after that point, it kind of becomes a bit more creepy to go around saying things are cute.
Yeah, it's not the done thing.
However, my final one, which I'll come to in a moment.
I'm going to have to speed up with my. I'll run through two quickly. I did have originally Gintama. Is that right? Or is it Gintama?
I'm not sure. I've seen the film. I didn't pay enough attention to figure out whether it was a hard G or a soft G.
Don't know what it's about, but looks like they're dressed a bit like samurai. So I threw it on the list. But six seasons behind, so I'm not going to watch it anymore.
I think you should be able to just drop in.
Yeah, you did see that, yeah.
I saw the film without knowing the background, and it kind of made me want to go and watch the earlier stuff. But like you say, 200 episodes, and still following One Piece, I don't really need the need to.
No, you don't need another one of those.
It's easier to jump onto Toriko at Baseline. Yeah. But it's kind of, you know, like we were talking about Gag Manga Biori last week with the Harris episode. Mm-hmm. Which obviously was about Japan opening its borders to Americans.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of set in the same time period, but rather than opening its borders to Americans, it opens them to extraterrestrials.
Oh, that's right, yeah, I did read a synopsis somewhere. But as for genres, it's down as action, comedy, historical, parody, samurai, sci-fi, shonen.
That's about it's right, yeah. It's kind of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say give it a go.
Really? Okay. I'll stick with that. I'll hold you to that one.
So I imagine they've been away for almost a year now off TV since the last one. So I imagine they'll probably make it as friendly as possible for you to jump on through again.
And I'll quickly run through these because Brian has by far got the best one. So quickly, Sket Dance. I don't know why I quite like this, but based about this campus support group who don't really do much supporting. At least that's what I gathered. Is that right?
I think that's right. I think I've read the first chapter of that. It's another Shonen Jump stuff, but it's kind of, after the sort of Haruhi thing, there was a big sort of boom in sort of comics about people in clubs at school. And I think that's one of them. So whether it's come along a bit too late with the casting, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see.
The guy who directed it supposedly did character design on Cyber City. And none of the characters look anything like any of the Cyber City characters. But never mind, just a quick one. And last one, I'll get the English title. Because I'm sure. Do you know the English title? Is it some Stigmata? Quasar?
Oh, that show, you big pervert.
No,
Quasar of Stigmata 2.
Yeah, and another second series, and Brian pretty much summed it up, big pervert, but it just, I don't know, we'll see. A lot of big breasted women.
I was thinking of doing a special sleaze episode at a later point, so maybe... Maybe we'll come to that when we get to that.
But sleaze, and it looks got a bit nitty.
It's definitely sleazy rather than creepy, I'd say.
Oh, that's good. Everybody loves a sleaze, but not everybody likes a creep. And I might check that out, but I might check out the first series first. We'll see. But right.
Okay, here we go. Here's the thing. You may not expect me to select as things I'm looking forward to seeing. Suzy's Zoo. which is an animated version of the American greetings card line, Susie's Zoo.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to mention this one. I thought you mentioned the other one.
Oh, no.
The other one, but go on, mention this, because sorry.
Okay.
It sounds interesting.
The reason I'm interested in this is not because it's based on the greeting card line. Though that would have some sort of curiosity value that I may have watched one episode of. But the fact that it's by Hidekazu Ohara, who did a couple of shorts on some Studio 4 Degrees C sort of compilation OAVs, one called Dampatori's Blues, which I absolutely loved.
Right.
Which was like a very surreal sort of mixed media sort of CG, some CG, some sort of traditional animation. So I'm really, really curious as to what on earth he's bringing to a cartoon about cute little animals from American greetings cards.
From what I can see, it looks scarily cute. Like, oh, it's
but yeah, I'm not. I'm really not sure whether that's the art from the show or whether that's the art
just from the cards. Yeah,
cards.
True.
A lot of the stuff he does is sort of working within sort of CG, because the other thing I've seen from Digital Juice, I think Digital Juice was the other one that he shot on Digital Juice. I can't remember which one was on which, but it was kind of like paper puppets done, but within sort of CG.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really curious as to what sort of visual style he's bringing to this. Whether it'll be CG, whether it'll be something different or somewhere in between. Yeah, very curious. And yeah, so.
I thought you were going to mention a totally different one.
Happy Cappy.
Nah, Lots Toy. Lots
no,
Toy.
No, of course not that. That is, yes, okay.
Look it up, people. Look it up.
Lots Toy. There's a few weird ones, which, well, not weird, just sort of creepy ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's Lots Toy, there's Abnormal Physiology Seminar, and Health and Physical Education for 30-year-olds.
Mm.
Right, so...
Just look them up.
These are the sort of shows which sort of put me in mind of a H.P. Lovecraft quote, which is, here we go, "By necessity practical and by philosophy stern, these folk were not beautiful in their sins. Erring as all mortals must, they were forced by their rigid code to seek concealment above all else. So they came to use less and less taste in what they concealed." Which is kind of where we are with some of these late night shows,
cool.
Where people aren't really paying them any attention, or weren't paying them any attention. And so they kind of got more and more sort of niche and more creepy.
And from, it sounds terrible, but... Are we going to talk about it or nah?
Well, no, let's not.
Because it could turn an average show into an explicit one within a second. At least
that
I
is
imagine
true.
So.
Yes, I had some notes written on them, and they do have cuss words in.
Oh, and we don't like them here. But no, that should keep us going for the next couple of months, I'm sure.
It should, yeah, we should. Hopefully.
Especially because I'm so far behind on everything else, it seems, and I'm so out of the loop.
Yeah, the stuff I've watched recently was a Lupin the Third film, Alcatraz Connection.
Any good?
It was pretty good in terms of story, but it kind of looked like it had like a limited budget, because you'd occasionally get these scenes where you think you're about to go into some ridiculously great piece of animation, and then it sort of would cut short really quickly, and then cut to like a long shot. The story was pretty good. Ridiculous conspiracy theory, as lots of these Lupin films do, involving Alcatraz and the JFK assassination. And it was fairly bloodthirsty film.
Yeah.
Loads of people dying, loads of the main characters killing people. But
and this is a new release or?
It's not. No, it's not.
Oh,
it's one I've had lying around to watch for ages. I don't think it's been released over here. I've watched all the ones which have been released in English. I think, yeah, I do believe so. I think that's the... Yeah, so I'm not, don't think Alcatraz Connection's out. Let me just double check.
But there's going to be a time, a couple of episodes in the future, you're going to mention a creator and I'm going to say, yes, instead of going, Nat, who's he? One day I'm just going to binge on anime and Japan, and I'm just going to know everything in the future.
You watch all those new shows you just mentioned, though, and become jaded when most of them aren't as good as you expected.
But probably. 100% definitely.
But then you just notice, you just pay attention to the ones that you did like, and you go, okay, who made those ones I liked?
And let's carry on from there, yeah.
Yeah, keep an eye on them. No, the Alcatraz Connection's not out in the US yet. I think, so who knows whether it ever will be, because I think, I can't remember if they put some more specials out or not. But I got all the Funimation ones, and I reviewed them on Awesome Engine a while back. I shall be reviewing this one on the site soon. Yes. So I think I said we probably won't be doing an episode next week because it is Kitacon on Friday where we will be. I have been asked if I can take the microphone down by people.
But
whether I've got room in my case for it.
What will we discuss if we do?
I don't know. We might just go and stick the microphone in front of random people at the convention, I think.
That'd be a good idea. Yeah.
At the very least, if I haven't got the microphone with me, I'll have the laptop because I'll be running my panel off it, and the laptop's got a crappy microphone.
Oh, so expect a big drop in quality for next episode. Because obviously the quality is so high now.
Yeah, otherwise we'll be back in a fortnight's time, probably, with the look back at that weekend.
Hopefully. Are we going to have any guests, potentially, or am I jumping the gun?
I don't know. We'll try and work something out. I hope to have some guests. Good. If not, we may just have sound bites off people from the con itself.
Probably an explicit show.
Yes.
Possibly. Just a one.
I think without doubt it will be explicit. Because we'd have no control over people. Apart from ourselves.
And even then, that's... hard job. Especially that weekend. Don't expect any sense from me being recorded. So I might just skip this weekend's episode because I mightn't have any sense to say.
Yeah, so it may just be a sober me talking, yeah. Complaining from my hotel room. Going, let me out of this place.
Go to bed, people. Go to bed. But no, get yourself there, Kitacon. In fact, I think it's full, so...
Don't.
You're going to, so don't go because you'll not get in. So you don't want that. We would like that because that'd be quite entertaining, but I think that's it.
Yep. Right, yeah, so you know where to find, you can find me on awesome-engine.com and also find us on Facebook / Dynamite in the Brain.
Me on Twitter, and to ask you. I want as many Twitter followers as I can. That's my aim in life.
awesome_engine on Twitter.
See, he's got the flu already, so I hope it's clear for next week, put it that way.
I had to start talking. I didn't realise I was losing my voice so bad.
But no, my goal in life is to get as many followers as Charlie Sheen did in one evening. Goodbye, thanks for listening.
Our life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.